You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
What's going on, biddies? Happy Thursday, episode 93 of Bit Season. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
Hope you guys are all having a great week. We're feeling pretty good here on the Junkies.
It's been a long week.
Eric Bieniemy and Ron Rivera taking some of our
bit time away.
Our bit time away. You know, it's frustrating when the entertainment page gets bumped 3 days in a row.
That is true. I was force feeding the EP like a foie gras to EB today. I was desperate to get the cha-cha slide story in there.
I know. You'd been hanging on for it for 3 days. What happened there? Like, why did I come back? At that time, I went downstairs to get the Wizards guys who are here to do a promo with the Junkies. And I come back on the air, and you guys are already back on. And EB going, hey, Drab really wants to talk about the cha-cha slide.
That's because when I was talking about to Eric, I said, we have EP up here. And he goes, there's some stories. I go, yeah, we have the cha-cha slide thing in there. And he goes, Drab's really into it.
Oh, yeah. All right. So why don't you say, I'm really into it?
because Eric likes you more. And I know that if you're into something.
That's not true.
He'll definitely go with it.
That's not, you put me in a bad spot because I really didn't have anything to say about it when we came back in other than, you know, unless you wanted to get into a whole discussion about, you know, wedding songs or something like that. I could have riffed with that, but I don't even know the guy's name. What's the guy's name?
DJ Casper.
Well, rest in peace to DJ Casper.
The cha-cha slide. The cha-cha slide's up there with Shout. Wedding song.
No, it's you are overhyping that.
I'm not.
Did you play that at your wedding or something? The cha-cha slide?
No. We had live band.
You did?
Yes.
You didn't use John DePompa?
No.
Why didn't you use John DePompa? Is that why you took a shot at him? You thought you were above John?
No, I just know that John DePompa can take a punch.
I do not remember a live band at your wedding. I remember Valdez having two left feet during his first dance. That's what I remember. And I remember, I mean, I remember the ceremony and stuff, but I remember you guys had like an arugula salad.
Yeah.
And, but dinner was good, and it was in a nice ballroom. And I remember Rom looking up my wife's dress at the end of the night.
Of course, Rom would do that.
Yeah, and then he always brings up to me too. I feel bad about that, and I say, "Yeah, you should feel bad about that. You freaking pervert.
Yeah, you basically molested my wife." Everyone,
but John DePompa was the wedding. It was the DJ at my wedding.
I remember Drab's wedding consisted of the world's tiniest crab balls,
marbles. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The size of marbles. It was the hottest day of July.
Well, I didn't have any control.
I know
that.
You didn't have any control.
In hindsight, I mean, I don't know whether the food was bad. I mean, maybe it wasn't great, but whatever. It's wedding.
No, it was
food.
Fine. It was fine.
It was wedding.
It was just funny because the crab balls might as well have been Pop Rocks.
Can I ask you a question about that? Does it matter if it's unlimited amount of crab balls? Okay,
I know what you're going to say. Can I mush two crab balls together to make a large crab ball?
Why does it matter the size of, like, there's bite sized stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I ate Oreos the other day.
Yeah.
They were little tiny bite sized Oreos. They tasted just like regular Oreos. They were just as delicious. So what does it matter if the crab balls are tiny if you can eat enough of them till you're full? That's always been my thought on it.
Well, I think you would rather have one large crab ball instead of various tiny crab balls.
When I have
they were the size of pearls.
They were bigger than pearls.
No, they were the size of pearls.
When I have frozen meatballs at the house, I don't like big frozen meatballs. I like bite size meatballs. I don't know. I like the texture on the outside more.
It sounds like someone's self-conscious about crab balls.
I've never understood that critique from you.
Don't you understand? It's funny. Eric's droopy power lines. It's in the same vein.
I know, but nobody can retort you because you're the Maryland guy. Okay.
That's my specialty. It's like me trying to opine about Puget Sounds to you.
Yeah. If there was an espresso bar or something.
Yeah, a coffee
and
bar.
I was snooty about it.
Exactly. You had a coffee bar at your wedding.
And I would say, hey, this is all wrong.
This is some dog ass coffee.
You guys don't know what you're doing. You would feel embarrassed because the man has spoken.
Hey, back to my man DJ Casper.
Yeah.
It's so weird. How do the guys just like not know the cha-cha slide?
No. I think the guy did. He knew.
You definitely did. You didn't know it by. But
No. You said no. That's not. You on Monday said, "Guess who died?" And I go, "Oh, a big celebrity." And you go, "He has one of the most requested and influential wedding songs in history."
Okay, I stand by that statement.
And you said you threw me off for a little bit because you said he's 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only. And you said it's played at every single wedding.
Every wedding.
The only song that I know that's played at every single wedding is Shout. And that's what I said. And that was my comment to you. And you go, no, those guys are butt old.
Yeah.
Which they are. The Isley Brothers or something did Shout. No idea if they're still alive. Then you said, all right, I want you to listen. And then you queued it up to the exact point of the cha-cha slide and where it goes,
do, and
it made me laugh. I smiled because you made me laugh. Not because I have fond memories of the cha-cha slide necessarily.
Do you even know how it goes? Left foot one stomp, right foot one stomp.
When I heard it today, I kind of
crisscross.
I think it's
turn it out.
It's a black people dance. That's why I don't.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you've seen the video. It's an urban dance.
Okay.
I don't want to offend anybody. Where I don't think in my community growing up.
You haven't heard it in white culture?
In white culture, no. Like with the weddings I went to when I was young, my relatives and things.
Weddings in your 20s and 30s.
I mean, I did. The cha-cha slide was not played at my wedding. I can almost guarantee.
I know
you.
It's not played. It's not played or wasn't played at my wedding. But I'm saying it.
You said every wedding.
Every wedding.
Then it is a wedding song.
Well, I also had songs that weren't allowed.
Songs that were not allowed at weddings.
Yeah, well, no, that wasn't allowed at my wedding. Like
No.
It's just I hated those wedding songs. Like Cha Cha Slide. I said we're not doing Cha Cha Slide. We're not doing Electric Slide because I think that it's stupid.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? When you sleep on it, you haven't mentioned. I don't even know the name. The conga line. Doesn't everybody?
No,
do?
That's a great. Yeah, it's a great wedding bit.
Isn't that a great wedding bit? I've done that at so many weddings. You have that is done at every wedding, and that I think was done at my wedding.
Yeah, you're going through. You're going through the tables,
right? You pull grandma up, and she says, "She said no, come on." Yeah, that is a great. That is the no. Actually, that might be better than Shout as far as wedding
songs.
It's
very underrated.
It's getting everybody involved.
Do you want to know why the Cha Cha Slide was always important? It's an important song to play at weddings.
Mm. Why is that?
It's because the guys know what girls are freaky.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Okay.
Because you're in the bridal party and you're looking over at all the bridesmaids, okay? And you as soon as DJ Casper goes, "How low can you go? Can you go down low?"
Yeah. All right. You want to see who's getting lucky today.
Yeah, you want to see what girls are dropping their ass to the dance floor. All right. And you go, that girl's kind of a freak. All right.
Uh-huh.
That's why the cha-cha slide's important.
Okay. Now, when
DJ Casper is going, hands on your knees, hands on your knees.
I feel like it's a warm, it's still, yeah, you wanna, it's still a warm-up song.
It is kind of a warm-up song.
Yes.
But when he's screaming, hands on your knees, and you got Sally Mae, mm-hmm. you know, twerking her butt on the dance floor, you know, hey, that's the girl that I need to get a beer with and talk to.
Oh, okay.
It's a signal. It's a signal to everyone.
All right. I could see that. I could see that. Now, what songs are what are some of the other classic wedding songs that everybody's dancing to? Isn't there a country one?
Friends in Low Places? Maybe no, that's like a karaoke song.
I'm thinking line dancing, but...
Oh.
I told you, there's a bunch of white people weddings I went to.
Dude, the new hot wedding song.
Okay, right? Is this dance or song? Because there's a
song, not dance.
Hey, they brought up the chicken dance today. I mean,
that made me smile.
I do. I always have a soft spot for the chicken dance.
The Macarena.
Macarena, I can do in my sleep.
Yeah.
Even though I don't do it, I will never. I'm not a dancer. I'm not a dancer at weddings. Are you a dancer at weddings? Do you like to get out there and cut a rug?
I don't. Hey,
I'm just too self-conscious.
Hey,
and there's no liquid courage. Yeah. I mean, maybe
when I was at a wedding in South Carolina.
Yeah,
there were people swing dancing. Like legit 1930s swing dancing.
Did we talk about swing dancing before on Bit Season?
Maybe. Did you do a swing dancing class?
Yes. In PE, did you?
We did. There was a dance class in PE.
There was a 2-week period.
Yeah, where you had to learn.
After
like, when
we
you
played pickleball for 2 weeks, where we would do swing dancing. And there were some kids that were like unbelievable at it. They took lessons or something. I don't know. But
I thought swing dancing was like a Southern thing.
Is it a Southern thing?
So I was blown away by
the
popularity of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, like these people, all of a sudden their song came on and they were cutting a rug, literally throwing women in the air, catching them. It was wild. And I'm like, how is this popular? Like these kids are 20 years old. How are they swing dancing like that? But apparently it's a huge thing in like Aiken, South Carolina.
I guess I know where that is. I don't know. You know what's weird about the swing dancing kids? they were kind of dorky, but when you got them on the dance floor, like they were uncoordinated and I would have never, like unathletic, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But when these guys got on the dance floor,
they morphed.
They morphed into something else. They were, it was like watching Michael Vick at Virginia Tech. Okay.
They just flashed.
And the girls went, the swing dancing girls went crazy for these guys.
I bet you
these guys cleaned up. And there weren't a lot of them, like five of them in the whole school or something. But they cleaned up with these girls because, I don't know, they were into it.
You know what it's like? It's like drama club almost.
Yeah.
Back in school. Like it's the same type of crowd.
What are the dance swings? It's not good. Swing your partner round and round.
Do-si-do. Do-si-do. That's like a line dance, isn't it?
No, not a line dance. That's swing dancing.
No, I'm thinking of like old school 1930s jazz. You know? Like,
no, that's not swing dance. Swing dancing, in my mind, somebody can correct this, is like 1950s, 1940s music with the big billowy dresses. And then they're spinning them around. And that dress, the ankle length dress, is spinning around. And it's like burgers and fries and cherry pie. That's a song.
No, I'm thinking of like Squirrel Nut Zipper.
You're thinking of like the Gatsby's or something.
Yes, that's I'm thinking of Gatsby.
No, this is like Sadie Hawkins type stuff.
Like sock hop type stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I was thinking of Gatsby's type dancing.
No, we didn't do any jazz type dancing during that time.
You know, like the Rockefellers, they would go winter down in South Carolina, and then they would learn all that stuff, then bring it back up to New York. I did a whole deep dive.
Yeah, I think you're wrong.
Okay,
I think swing dancing is. Like in what's the tattoo Kevin has? Pulp Fiction. That is when John Travolta does that dance with Uma Thurman.
Yeah,
that's a swing dance. Like they're doing.
No, I'm thinking of like spinning the girl around butt fast, and then like crossing your arms up, putting her over their heads, picking them up. You know how you pick them up and then like,
yes,
like
yeah.
to them to the side,
right.
And then to the other side, and then you hold them, and then you do it between their legs. And you're holding on to their arms, and you twist around.
Yeah,
that's my idea of swing dancing.
I think we're probably both wrong, but I think I'm probably more on target than you are.
Okay.
How did we get on swing?
Yeah,
dancing?
I know. But back to the song. Sorry. The new hot wedding.
Yeah,
song.
The new hot wedding song.
All right. This gets grandma and grandpa up. It gets the cousins up because it's a younger song.
They're all these songs are the same.
Yeah, of course they are.
Upbeat feel good songs.
Uptown funk. Yes. Go and give it to you. You're gonna hear that at every single wedding.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably past 2000. I don't know when that song came out. Not that long ago.
No.
But in the last 20 something years, gotta be the most popular wedding song.
Yes, I would definitely say so.
Except for, I think there's another one up there that you're sleeping on.
All right.
I don't even know who sings it. Shut up and dance. Who sings that song? I don't know.
You know what's funny is that's the only part anyone knows. Yeah, anyway, right?
Of course, yeah. Does Tay-Tay have any...
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off is
Shake
probably...
Shake It Off, huge wedding song.
All right, what's some other old school ones that... That we've been
all right. Here, this is another instructed dance song. Cupid Shuffle.
What's the Cupid Shuffle?
You never heard of the
no,
Cupid
no. I've
Shuffle?
Heard of it, but I'm drawing a blank on what the dance is.
To the left, to the right. I don't know.
Yeah. That's the Cupid. Again.
Now walk it by yourself. Walk it by yourself.
I'm not that familiar. I don't know if I've ever seen the Cupid Shuffle.
The Cupid Shuffle, hot dance song. It's almost like the modern cha-cha slide.
Oh, it's like, when did that song come out?
I want to say it was like in the early 2000s.
You're probably right. Is that the one where you put like one leg behind the other and you dip a little bit?
What?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Wedding dance songs. There's songs that are definitely... So wait, you on the show today, You said that wedding DJs is an easy business, easy money.
Yes.
First of all, you got to put up with 1,000 drunk people requesting songs. Terrible, awful songs.
Okay.
It's like call screening with a bad call. We call it all night long.
Yeah, we're used to that.
Okay, I'm used to that. But what would you say to someone when they want to request some terrible song that you know is a mood killer?
Just say, hey, we've had a lot of requests today.
I'll
try to work it in. I got it on the list.
If you call the Junkies and you want tell me something, I always say, all right, I'll pass it along.
Yeah, I'll let the guys know. If you hear that from me or
and I've
Brad,
never once passed it along.
Never. Here, we're sleeping on another.
I need a rap. What rap song?
I was going to say Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely a wedding song.
That's everyone singing together. Doesn't Little John have a song that...
Oh, yeah.
It's the panty line song.
Get Low.
Get Low. Okay, that Get Low is played.
Through the Window. I don't know if they're going to play that. Grandma's not going to be a
that's site. Late night.
Oh, yeah. The late night set, definitely different than the daytime set.
Of course.
That's when all the kids are going hard. Mm.
I'd say Shout is probably my favorite, though. You know why? Because there's not really a dance. You just have to crouch a little bit, and then, you get a little bit louder. Now, I'm a big fan of that, and I do have a soft spot for the chicken dance.
All right. You know what we're sleeping on? You're going to smile.
What's that?
Oh, what a night.
Oh, yeah.
December 1973.
Okay, yeah. What is that? Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No, isn't that Frankie Valli?
Oh, Frankie Valli. Yeah, I'm in it. Yeah, Frankie Valli. Yeah. I just listened to that song.
Yeah.
Hey, there's one more I got for you. There's one more. I just thought of it.
All right.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, that is a great. Okay. Hey, that's a great wedding song.
Thank you. Thank you. Every wedding
has it,
because that is, and then because that's also a family friendly one. Everyone's going to get into it early, and then there's also you're going to play those two songs that I always get. They're the same song, the Pharrell songs,
Happy.
And what's the other dumb one? It's like, is it a Timberlake, or does Timberlake sing Happy? What's Timberlake's song?
Hold on. Oh, you mean the Timber?
No. Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Sings a cheesy song that's just like Happy.
I don't know. It's going to drive you crazy. Or Google it. We got time. All right, I'll pad.
Justin Timberlake. Hey,
do you know, next time you're at a wedding and you're at the happy table song. And you're at the table with all your guys.
I put in Justin Timberlake happy song here. Can't Stop the Feeling.
That's always played.
Yes.
But this is a great move to do, is that you and your boys, you pull together a dollar. You're sitting at the table. All right. And everyone has to bet $1 with the first song that the DJ plays. It's a great wedding game to play.
That is a good game.
Yeah. I always try to get Earth, Wind, and Fire September.
That's a great one. Next wedding I'll go. I'm going to a wedding in like 3 weeks. Dick Smokehand's getting married.
All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to be with all your boys.
This is the Big O and Duke's crew.
The horde.
Mm-hmm, all right. The horde.
And everyone's going to pitch in a dollar, and you're going to do a draft on first wedding song.
Okay. And I'll live tweet you that night. No, you're not on Twitter anymore. IG live you what the wedding songs are. All right. Well, that's easy money to be a wedding DJ.
Do you agree?
No, that sounds like a nightmare.
Well, putting up with people. And the stress of the person's big day.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to ruin their one big day. Hey, do you know it was a long time. I remember the last song ever played at my senior prom.
Really?
Yes, it was a big deal because everyone was very upset because they played Britney Spears One More Time, and we're all
that was the final song.
That was the final song of our prom to bookend our senior night. Awful mood killer.
What would your what year is that? 2005, 2006?
2005. Yeah, 2005.
Okay, so you, what would be your ideal? Doesn't you have to end on a slow
yeah,
song?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because that's your last
that's
chance.
That's your last chance yeah. to get close to your crush.
Yeah, because it's all about love.
Yes.
And it's you're supposed to get
hey,
close.
Well, yeah, like, hey, this might be this is my only shot to get a dance with cute Tiffany
hey,
from science
how,
class.
How do high school kids dance now?
It's a good question.
Like, if they are they doing the same thing we did? And we mean, I don't know, I'm 5 years older than you and yeah, from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, just put it, just grinding.
Just grinding the girls in front of you and yeah. just grinding into you.
Yeah, just having them shake their
yeah, that's, butt. Is that all they're doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was either that or a slow song.
Yeah, that's all
that's
you did.
That's pretty much it.
It was great. Dancing in our age was great because all you had to do was stand there. And yeah. then the girl did all the work.
It wasn't that great.
It was great. All you did was stand there, and she just rubbed her butt on you.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You didn't have to do a lot.
And then the teacher would come by and say, save room for the Holy Ghost.
I bet you there's a lot of pressure. See, I'm not a big dance guy. I bet you there's a lot of pressure in this TikTok era for everybody to have dance moves and to, like...
That's a great observation.
You know, like, you gotta be always ready.
You gotta be like, no, you gotta know what you're gonna do.
Right. You have to be, you can't sit out dances. Like, I would sit out a lot of dances. I just wasn't into it, or I feel like dancing now, because it's social media with these high school kids, is like, way more popular.
Like, you're the loser because you're sitting out for all of these songs. You're not up on the dance floor getting jiggy with it.
Why were the dance floors always so small? And there's so many people at that prom packed onto the dance floor. You can barely move.
Because everyone's cheap and they're not splurging for a huge place to hold your prom.
Wait, was your prom...
My prom
unless
was,
it was in a gym, but I feel like you're kind of nubs if you have a prom.
Our prom
that's for the sock hop.
Was downtown Baltimore at like the Marriott.
Yeah, ours was at a hotel.
Yeah.
Except for I think ours was the Hampton Inn.
That is classy.
Yeah, well, we didn't have, I don't think we had a Marriott in Richland at the time. Do you remember
your prom after party?
I think it may have been back at my house. Mine was more exclusive.
Okay.
And also, I want to know what you drove to prom. Okay.
Okay. I went to prom. I got iced out of the limo. Me and Andrew Williams got iced out because we took dates to the prom and didn't go to our school. We were considered outsiders. It's a huge deal at Chesapeake. The fact that we're too good for the girls at our school.
You went to another school.
So we took girls
from other schools.
From IND. That's
can I tell you I.
That's a private girls' school in Baltimore.
I would have hated you in high school.
Why?
You're just a douchebag. That's
do you mean?
A douchebag move to bring girls from another school because you're too.
I wasn't too
hot and sexy.
No.
Told me the girls weren't good enough for you.
I know. I'm teasing. That's what they thought.
But that's what that's the international sign is.
No, my friend wanted to take a girl that he was into from that school. And I was a broski, and I helped out, and I said, why don't you bring her friend that that I know, and we'll go together, so she's not the only person who doesn't know anyone.
I got you. Yeah, she has to have a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. She has to have a partner in crime if she's gonna raid this other school's prom. Now my prom day grew up to be a vape girl.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
My prom after party, I just remember we were in the hot tub back at my house, but all my, I know, but it was like six of our friends or something, but I never had a girlfriend. I don't say never. I did a couple times, but I think at important dances, a girlfriend, that I went to a dance with, they were always friends. And so I wasn't ever. Except for I did see Jessica Meekin changing into out of her dress, and I saw her red panties one time. Oh, I got butt size.
That's where your obsession comes from.
my panty fetish?
Yeah.
Makes
total sense right now.
Maybe she was changing into it. Maybe she didn't bring her swimsuit. I don't really remember.
Was this it was red.
Was this she had a red dress.
Before getting in your hot tub?
Yes. Yeah.
Oof.
Right.
Hey, that's a hot move. She didn't bring her swimsuit.
It wasn't very hot. Let me tell you what. Did you care what you drove?
Pre-game.
Yes.
Pre-game.
Well, no, I didn't. I didn't really know. As far as drinking and all that.
Yeah.
No. I also hated the people that drank alcohol and came to prom.
Sounds like you hate me.
Look, I'm not above all that. Uh-huh. I drank in high school here and there. I told you I like to smoke weed more than I drank. Just because I was always so worried about getting a DUI. Ironically, I did get a DUI in college. People finding out. I felt like it was easy to find out if you were drinking. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't a big drinker. So we did not drink before prom. I can't remember if I smoked. Probably not. But what kind of pregaming did you do?
We weren't invited to the for the limo. So we pulled in my mom's Toyota Camry.
Oh, you drove a Toyota Camry to prom? That is nubs.
I know. You know, it gets even worse.
You're supposed to drive in the exotic car to prom.
I know. You're supposed to get the Hummer stretch limo.
I'll tell you what I drove.
but I was sitting. We're sitting in the parking structure of the Marriott, listening to Lil Jon drinking a Seagram's gin and juice.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
All
passing,
right.
passing. We had two bottles of it. We passed it around.
But weren't you worried about getting busted?
Of course.
The chaperones smelling booze on you?
Of course. That's why you guzzled certs.
That's why they always say you're not going to graduate. You're not going to get your diploma if you come drunk to prom.
That's why you have Listerine strips. Mm. That thing would kill any kind of alcohol smell.
Yeah.
And plus, Drive, we were drinking since we were 15.
I know, you're
we know what we're doing.
All right, can I tell you what I took Jessica Meek to prom in? Now, we met up.
Hey, let me guess. Smoking hot.
this is the love of my life. Before my wife.
Yeah. Good catch.
I've told you stories about her before.
Yeah, I know.
I remember it was just the two of us, but we met up at dinner with a group, and then we drove back.
Where was your dinner?
It was Cheesecake
Factory.
No. It was some restaurant out in a little farmland area.
Okay.
Like we drove out to the hill, some winery area.
Okay.
It had a mom and pop restaurant, some nice restaurant. I drove a radio station promo vehicle. But not just any. Okay. I've been working radio a long time. My senior year in high school, I worked for a radio station. But I worked for the 97 Rock.
Oh, okay. All right.
The promo vehicle was a hearse. An old school, like 1950s.
Yeah, something WWF would have the Undertaker in.
I drove the Undertaker's vehicle, except for it was white. Okay. That's what I showed up to prom in. I don't know, looking back on it, if it was cool or dorky or what.
It's unique.
But that was the second vehicle. They wouldn't let me drive the fire truck. They had a fire truck. That was their main station vehicle. It was badass.
Hey, Drab?
Like a legit decommissioned fire truck.
You know how like during training camp, mm-hmm. people roll into the parking lot in like a tank and everything? You're like Jake Paul. He showed up to us fighting a tank.
Yeah, that's exactly what I pretty much, I bossed everyone else showing up in their Toyota Camrys at prom.
I know. I would have had envy.
No, some kids drove their daddy's Corvette or whatever it was.
Okay.
But we didn't have that kind of money, so but that's a pretty good hookup for back in the
day. I'd say so.
Yeah.
God, I would crush. Oh my God. If you had a fire truck.
Oh,
God, that would have been epic.
If I had a fire truck at prom, I would have had sex on prom night. I would have been like the American Pie boys. It would have happened. If it wasn't with Jess, it would have been with someone else.
I will say American Pie was the greatest thing to ever happen to our generation, because it basically told women to have sex on prom night.
I think you're right. Now, again, there was no sex on my prom night.
Okay.
But that's what people were talking about.
It's almost like it was expected.
I think American Pie came out in 99.
Yeah.
Right? So I was a sophomore. So we were probably on American Pie 2 by the time I was a senior.
Yeah. It's American Pie sexualized high school.
For other decades before, probably sexualized.
And you know what? Hormones, that helps too. But American Pie, I guess, made high school sex
Believable.
Yeah, believable.
But again, Valdez was having sex as a freshman. So,
did you go to any other proms?
At any other schools?
No. When I was a junior, I got asked by a senior girl to go to her prom.
Really?
Yes. This prom was on a
kinda
boat.
It's kind of nubs.
What are you, you're saying my date was mid?
That sounds mid. If a senior girl's asking a junior boy from another school to her prom.
No, not from another school.
Oh, she did go to your school.
Yeah, yes. We were.
Oh, okay.
It's the same school.
I get still kind of nubs because you know why? Nobody asked her to prom. Were you her boyfriend?
No.
No. Yeah, nubs. Mid. was she a biggie?
Rugby player?
Yeah, was she a rugby player?
She wasn't a rugby player.
Okay, well, they didn't have rugby.
I know. Our school didn't have
a rugby
team.
She the first baseman on the softball team?
No, she was goalie. She was goalie on the field hockey team.
Okay, same thing. All right, yeah. Was her name Leslie?
Brenda.
Yeah. That's funny, yeah. Man.
You're such an a-hole.
You volunteered the information. I would have never known.
Let's see if I can find a picture.
All right. Well, I always like reminiscing with you. Even though we're 5 years apart, we're pretty much from the same
Pretty much
era.
The same people.
Not much change in those 5 years.
No, it's the same.
All right, let's take a break here. Again, we always have this rundown and we never talk about things.
We have a bunch of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about our resurgence of Cameo.
The Cameo, we want to talk about a new segment on the Junkies.
Oh, yeah, a new segment that's been debuted this week on the show.
And maybe we'll have time to get into why I'm always the resident druggie on the Junkies.
Yeah. Grab the druggie.
All right, we'll be right back. You guys listen to Bit Season.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 93. Before we get back into the show, we got to thank our sponsor, Don't Sleep Energy Drink. We love Don't Sleep. We love Mike. Don't Sleep supports me. It supports Drabby. It's our fuel in the morning. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com. That's don'tsleepenergy.com. And use that promo code BITTIES, B-I-T-T-I-E-S, for 10% off every order. Not just your first order, every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy Drink.
Speaking of Don't Sleep, they were mentioned on the air yesterday when we were when we brought up the Survivor pool and about a potential sponsor. And of course, Mike from Don't Sleep immediately texted, said, "I'm in no matter what." And that's awesome. I don't know if logistically we're going to be able to do the Survivor pool for a couple different reasons.
There's a lot. There's lots of red tape.
But I am a little annoyed at EB, and I love him, that he wouldn't play along with us. That he wouldn't, you know, if you didn't hear the segment, we came up with the idea of teams, of four-man teams. The Junkies have a team, me, Valdez, Cowboy Todd, and
I think CK, our boss, wanted to
get in. Yeah, CK wants to be in on it. Another pool where we enter the Circa Survivor pool with a prize for $8 million against all the other thousands of other donks. Mm-hmm. And then whoever lasts longer between our two teams on 106.7 pays the other team's entry fee.
Right.
Now look, Valdez and I, we're just average Joes. We're not flush with any cash. We're paycheck to paycheck. The Junkies are millionaires.
He loves saying that.
The Junkies are millionaires, and we can't get $250 to $500 for an epic segment from EB.
That's why I was so upset.
Could last the entire season.
That's why I was upset with Eric, because of course I don't want to spend $500 of our hard earned money.
That would suck.
That sucks. But I view losing $500 to this type of pool, to this type of competition, as an investment for the show.
Right. Well,
I was floored that someone who is so passionate about the show, like Eric, wouldn't do the same investment into content.
And he said, if it's free, I'm in. Well, that kind of takes away.
Yeah, there's no sting.
Yeah, there's no sting. What's the point of listening? What's the point of us playing each other if there's no punishment?
Right. This isn't like some, you know what it would be like? It would be like playing fantasy football for free. That's right.
Yeah, I hate that stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what Eric wanted to do. There's no point.
You got to have a little something on the line.
There's got to be some sort of sweat. There's got to be a payoff. We've said that word 10 billion times on Bit Season. There needs to be a payoff.
Maybe EB's nubs. Maybe he's felt it. He's down on Felt Street every weekend.
All these hotels, colleges,
flights.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have the same expenses as Eric. I know that thing. I don't have the same money, but I also don't have the same expenses. So
money, mo problems.
Maybe it's an issue.
Maybe EB's felt it. Maybe he doesn't have $500.
I see what you're doing.
I don't think EB has $500 to play a game with us.
He doesn't have two nickels to rub together.
And also, very easily could be $0.
Definitely could be.
There's also a part of me that thinks that EB doesn't believe it. He doesn't want to be the fall guy. Okay.
He doesn't want to be blamed.
He doesn't want to say, oh, pick the Patriots against the Browns, and then the Patriots lose, and then he costs his team $500.
Don't they understand? We're trying to recreate their in. Because Skippy stole the fall book from the Junkies.
I know. He did.
The entire show was. What's Skippy going to do in the Survivor pool? There are so many people left. There's this option of hedging. How do you hedge? Skippy was so smart in that this Survivor pool took over the Junks. And we're trying to do the same thing, except get the same interest in it from the guys for doing what Skippy did last year.
Well, why don't we just cut the Junkies out then? We'll get the same ADs, me, you, Todd and CK.
Okay.
We'll get the same, and then we can string together six, seven weeks. And by that point, then it's starting to get a little interesting.
Yeah.
I know we would smoke the Junkies if we played them.
Yeah. Hey, I know. So do I. You want to know why?
Because
they're going to take all group think.
Group think, biggest favorite on the board every single time.
Yes.
And they're not thinking outside the box at all. It would be the easiest $500 I've ever made in my life. Or two or whatever. Yeah.
And you know what it would be? It would be, JP would go, it's Jalen Hurts against Colt McCoy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can see it now. Yeah. And then that's how you get all the donks eliminated out of these things.
Yes.
100%.
Hey, so are you saying that we're going to do this on our own for...
We might have to do it on our own. I mean, we may not even tell the guys until after it happens then.
Okay. Hey, why don't we kick out CK and we'll get Mike from Don't Sleep to be on.
Well, we may not. That might be there might be an issue that arrives with that. But no, I want CK in on it, because if he's in on it, then we can talk about it all we want.
Okay.
All right, well, then who's going to tell to stop talking about it?
I know. Well, maybe we chop it five ways.
All right. I'm down.
All right, but I was thinking the same thing as you, where I was like, Jason was all in on it quickly.
He's a degenerate. He likes it. Yeah. Jason will gamble a little
Cakes
bit.
Cakes was in on it
Cakes,
quickly.
As we always say, you can get him to do anything.
Yeah, you twist his arm, he'll do anything. Mm-hmm. JP, I think JP would be in it. JP loves the NFL. So I know it's a steep price.
Yeah, but
he loves the NFL.
He's the free fantasy football guy.
No, he's in a bunch of pay leagues, I feel like.
Remember,
he's in a big dollar league.
No chance.
It was like a $250 entry fee for fantasy.
JP Flame
JP Flame.
I think you're wrong on that.
Okay.
I'll owe you a dollar if he's in a $250 league that he pays himself.
Right. Speaking of money, mm-hmm. I want to thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather you give me money, but you can thank me.
A public thank you. We have completely slept on our cameos. And then you had the idea of bringing it back.
Bringing the cameo back.
Put the word out. We're back up.
Because I told you, I said on the air today, I've been following this guy, this golf guy on Instagram. Everybody follows him.
Tell me, because it was out of sight, out of mind for me. Tell me how and why this started.
So there's a golf guy, him and...
Is it DOD King?
No, that's not the DOD King. It's Robbie Berger. He's the part of the brilliant... I think his Instagram is Brilliantly Dumb, but he's part of like the Bob Does Sports guys.
Yeah.
His buddies...
Fat Perez
and Joey Coldcuts. They just do golf shtick. I'm not even a big golf guy, but they're entertaining.
They're entertaining.
For sure. And they've blown up in popularity. But he's always talking about his cameos, and his cameo numbers are ridiculous. The guy's doing like 50 of them a day.
That's cranking them out.
I mean, he's probably just ripping them off 30 seconds here and there. But they kind of got me thinking, like, cameos, obviously, if people, he's doing those, are it's still around. I kind of was out of sight, out of mind, as you said.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, well, like, dude, we killed the cameo game. We were so good at it. Why didn't we ever stop?
Our ratings were really good for that.
And, yeah, I mean, I think we have 5 stars.
Hey, read a review.
All right. Let me go to cameo.com/junkiesproducers. But we would have people of all ages, creeds.
Yeah. Men, women. Holidays. Birthdays.
We got an update. It says Drab Valdez and AWOD are doing cameos for birthdays, shout outs, and joning. Oh, we love the joning. We have 125 reviews, 5 stars.
That's good.
No, let me see.
Was anyone disappointed?
Our last, no. Matt and Matt, this is the last one, January 9th, 2022. Matt and Matt crushed it. Very thoughtful, nice, and funny. They take the time to really do a good job. Thank you, guys. A great first time using Cameo. My husband loved it. Highly recommend. Couldn't have asked for a more perfect cameo. The boys behind the glass not only know their audience, but play off each other perfectly, resulting in a genuine and hilarious product that hits home. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, I'll print that out. I might frame that.
We did have a lot of fun during those cameos, and we'd spend extra time, because if you look at cameos, those things are always like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was the best thing that we had going, is that we went above and beyond.
Yeah, we'd spend definitely
2-3 minutes
every time. Yeah, talking to you guys. So,
and we would just riff.
Let's get the Cameo back up every time. I don't know. We get a couple dollars each time because Cameo takes like half.
Yeah,
and then you were cutting in half for each other.
So I think it's $20,
and we'll start out at $20, and then fine.
I think that's a fair price.
We're numbers. It's fine.
And then I think we get $18.75 after Cameo takes their cut. So
we get $18.75. They only take. I thought they took half.
No.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be rich.
I hope you're right.
Butt size for $9 a Cameo.
Hey, we'll do our own circuit pool.
But that was fantasy football. Yeah.
Yeah, but like Cake said, fantasy football. We'll Joan on your draft. Well, Joan on last year's last place guy before the draft. You can play it for the boys.
And we do solo cameos. If you don't have to have a special occasion, sometimes we would just
people just want to hear us riff.
Yeah, give us a topic
and we'll riff.
A Q&A. We'll answer questions about the junkies. We're not going to get ourselves in trouble or anything. But and then maybe we're going to try to figure out how to start posting them on our Instagram, so you can kind of see our shtick. Promoting and marketing.
Yeah.
Which we're terrible at.
Yeah, you'll see it on, we'll put it on like the Bit Season Instagram.
Yeah. All right. Can we talk about the new junkie segment?
Yes. I can't wait to get into this.
It happened 3 to 4 times already this week. May have happened every day.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's happened this week, or has this happened beforehand?
It's happened before.
And it's kind of crescendoed into
this. It's happened before, and it's not good. It's not good radio.
We're not praising this.
I'm not saying anything about the guys. What the guys are doing is fine. It's actually bad producing. Is what it is.
I like how you took the bullet.
No, it is, because it all begins with a lack of direction, which we are,
I can definitely see that.
For.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So,
yeah, but it's not like we don't have anything planned.
Yeah, but they don't really like what we have planned. Yeah,
so this is done. As protest to the segment that I guess we have planned.
I should say it's not that we don't have anything planned. What we have planned doesn't fill up enough time.
They don't.
Or they're not into it.
They're not into it, or they don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah. So the segment we call Behind the Glass is called the Have You Seen This Segment?
Yeah, have you seen it?
And you know what I'm talking about. It's where they do. It's a
Jay Leno monologue.
It's a monologue. It's ripping through the topic, the topics of the day or the local stories.
You remember the cheat sheet? It kind of reminds me of the cheat sheet.
It kind of is. It's rid of.
Have you seen this blank?
Have you seen this news story?
Yeah. Have you seen this news story?
This person
went missing in North Carolina, and they found her dead on a hiking trail. Did you see that?
Yeah. But it's also, it always starts out with Jason, right?
Yeah.
Jason doing like a bloody murder story.
Yes. And there's always
Louisville
a crime.
Cop, you know.
Yeah, there's always a crime element involved. Yeah.
Jason wants to talk about cop shootings. Okay, let's see how that goes. and then EB always brings up some weird.
I'm just going around what's going on in pop culture.
Drab, have you guys seen this about little Tay Tay?
Yeah. You guys know who the Island Boys are? Have you seen what's going on with these Island Boys?
But EB stories never match up with like the theme of the segment. Like the theme will start out with local news stories or a murder story, and then EB goes, "Have you seen this about this incest with the Island Boys?" Drab, what's going on with that?
Drab, you're the incest expert. What's going on with those guys?
It's always a curveball, whatever story. But each story goes about 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, crap, we got 4 minutes left in this segment.
If anyone is a South Park aficionado, they would know. It actually reminds me of Timmy.
Okay.
Or not Timmy, Jimmy. When Jimmy's trying to do stand-up. Jimmy is the person who has, he's handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses like the walking sticks to walk.
Yeah.
And he's doing stand up and he goes, "Have you seen this? Have you heard this?" And then he's doing like a Jay Leno impression.
Uh-huh.
Every time the guys say, "Did you see?" That's all I think about. That's what it is. Did you see?
Yeah. And then of course no one's ever seen it. No one knows what the other person's talking about. So, and except for the producers, we always know a little about a lot.
Yeah.
We can kind of fill in some holes here and there. Yeah. But the other guys are always clueless about the other person's story.
Yes.
And you know,
yeah. Did you see the roller coaster get stuck somewhere in Ohio and these people were on it for 3 hours?
Was that a story this week?
I think it was.
I may have blocked some of it out. We're not fans of the new segment because it's just filler. That is filler. We've said before the guy's got nothing.
I think Eric has caught on today on Thursday
what?
That they were doing this.
Because, oh, he did? What'd he say?
No, not that we were mocking it.
Uh-huh.
But like that the guys are doing a crossfire hot topic.
Why? What did he say? He goes, he's the one who brought up a little Tay Tay.
He said, I'm paraphrasing. I want to get it exactly right, but he said, we're just doing some pop culture stories here. He said something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing some pop culture news.
What do you make when EB says, and he said it this week, we're just killing time?
I know what he means.
But
you don't want to. Don't tell your audience because
I know it always I die inside
because when you tell your audience you're killing time, then it's like, well, why are you listening?
I know what Eric means, because what Eric means is we're stupid. Don't take us so seriously. Like we're just dumb sports radio.
Yeah, we're
he's trying not
fun.
To take himself too seriously, right? By saying that and saying don't get so worked up by what we're doing, but also at the same time, you're thinking, well, why am I listening? If this is a joke to you, why am I listening?
Yeah, why am I investing my time to hear what you have to say if you're not even caring about what you're saying?
You got to sell the soap.
Yeah.
And which they've done a great job. Like they've done, and they've been engaging with like the Bienemy stuff all week. But you don't really, you don't have to let them know that you're just,
you're just throwing darts at a dartboard.
Well, that, and you're just waiting until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, we're having a good time and this has been a good week on the show. So it's not really a downer, but every time he says that there's a small part of me that dies inside a little bit.
Oh, I completely understand.
Because I want the foot on the gas at all times.
All gas, no brakes.
We're not screwing around here necessarily. We're screwing around, but we're not.
Yes. It's, it's calculated horseplay.
Yeah. Grab ass.
Yeah. Calculated grab ass.
I like it.
Yeah, that's a great podcast name.
What about have you seen this? Eric today has been, he's upset about the new cameras. Because
they make him look old.
Well, he says the new cameras are so hot.
They are hot.
That they're so high def that they are bringing out all the imperfections on the guy's face.
Well,
When
they first started, the white light really took out Cakes's bags. That was the first thing I noticed.
They corrected it, he said they were showing every single blemish that you have.
Oh.
And he said, I don't want to wear makeup on this show.
Can you imagine?
He's worried that there's going to be so much joning like on their blackheads or something that that they're going to have to put on makeup or they're going to have to start looking better.
But they've been joned on enough. I think they're used to it.
I know, but if it gets too good.
Yeah. I will say, you complimented
me today though.
Yeah. First of all, I looked like a mess because I looked disheveled. I got to start wearing a hat.
I don't know why you don't wear a hat.
It's uncomfortable.
Some days you do when you wear a golf hat.
I haven't worn a hat in here in a while. It's just the Sony headphones,
mm-hmm.
the industry standard headphones.
Studio headphones.
Yeah, those don't, they just feel weird when you wear a hat. But I'm going to start doing that from now on because the camera made my gray hair look awful and made me look even more disheveled. But let me tell you, that angle that they did through you,
mm-hmm.
the clear camera, and then I think it's the glass too. the glass, it's almost like a mirror maze, like a fun mirror. Mm. It's like a, it's like slimming glass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That angle they have of you, it makes you look so handsome.
Should I'm actually grab jealous. That? Should
you
I
need to screen grab that and put that as your Twitter profile pic.
I've never looked better.
You've never looked better. I was in
You've
awe.
Never looked
I
worse.
I almost wanted to trade sides with you because I wanted that camera angle so bad. That it's a great angle.
You need your own camera. You need a face camera.
I need a face camera. They were experimenting with this one.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't working.
By EB.
Yeah.
But the angle you have is so flattering. I'm beyond jealous. That
not
you get
the normal
that.
Camera. It's the one they shoot through the glass. It's the one that's yes, usually
not,
on JP.
Yeah, it's not the fishbowl over the head camera.
It's because when JP's gone, they can use that camera for me.
Right.
Yeah.
And they've actually done it a lot, I've noticed. I actually think that I'm so ugly, they want to remove me from the picture and just focus on you.
Oh, stop. Cakes has bags all over his face. Everyone, no one's looking that good.
But I want you to go back and look at it.
I will.
Look at it from today.
I'm going to get sized.
Tweet out a picture.
I need a confidence boost, and I appreciate that because last night, Blake, when I was putting the girls to bed, she goes, we're trying to brush her hair, right? They don't like to have their hair brushed.
Okay.
And so I said, do you want to comb daddy's hair? You want to brush daddy's hair? And they go, yes. And then she starts moving the comb over my head, and she said, daddy, what happened? And I said, what? And she said, she goes, where'd your hair go?
Smart girl.
And I said, it fell out. And then she looks at me and she goes, the garbage truck take it? I go, yeah, the garbage truck took my hair. It went to the trash. She thinks that I can just grow my hair back, and I'm trying to let her know this.
down easy.
I said, this is what happens don't worry, it's not going to happen to you. It happens to boys when they get older.
Yeah,
and she's not really processing that, but she's not three yet. But she thinks that the garbage truck took my hair.
That's funny.
Yeah, so
well, I'm glad I could boost you.
Yeah, I'm feeling better today. All right. Well, it's been a fun show. What do you make of? I alluded to you earlier in the show. Do you have a problem? Everything being through the state of Maryland being associated with you.
So you know how. I was going to say we have our own thing.
I know you're
the drug guy.
I don't want to be the drug guy.
I'm the Maryland guy.
Yeah,
apparently.
You love being the Maryland guy.
I don't necessarily love being. I find it funny that anything associated with the state of Maryland will go to expert witness Matt about it when all of the guys live besides Jason, they all grew up in Maryland and they all still live in Maryland. How am I the Maryland guy?
How far is Bel Air from Pasadena?
Bel Air?
Yeah.
Hour and a half, maybe. Actually, probably hour and a half.
EB asked you if you knew the trail the girl was found
on. The Maw-Paw trail.
Yeah.
Right?
He goes, you know that trail?
Yeah, you go running on that trail?
Uh-huh.
It couldn't be farther away.
Yeah, you are the Maryland guy. Anything that happens, but you got to embrace it because the good comes with the bad.
It's 58 miles from D.C.
Hey, when are you going to do the Ocean City consultant bit?
I should be an OC consultant.
I know it's actually a great idea.
Why do you say that?
Because I generally think that a lot of people go up there for the first time, young families, and they don't know what to do. Now, if you have a low price, I mean, people are already spending money. I just don't know, like, how are you going to market yourself? You're basically a travel guide.
Yeah, a travel agent.
Travel agent.
I don't know how I would market myself either.
But how do you get the word out that you're the Mr. Ocean City?
I don't know. Through the show?
You'd basically have to move to Ocean City, start an Instagram.
Yeah.
And then be constantly pounding it and then showing everyone the tours around town, Ocean City.
I find secret places
you'd
there.
You'd have to be there all the time.
All the time. It would be impossible to do. But you were impressed that Eric was thinking of a bar/restaurant. And I knew it exactly where it was.
You knew the Fenway street. You knew the exactly where to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know Ocean City like the back of my hand.
I told you, I want to go to the Eastern Shore. I've never been as far a family vacation. I got drunk with you at Dewey Beach one time, and that was it. I don't remember any of it.
That's not Ocean City.
No, I know. I want to go to Ocean City. I want to experience this thing that everyone's talking about. If going to the boardwalk, going to Thrasher's, having the ice cream, having Old Bay on everything, the sights and sounds, the smells, the Ferris wheel.
Oh, you're going to go on the zipper.
Yeah. I love boardwalks. I don't care about the beach at all because that part sounds awful to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just having 1 foot by 1 foot of cubic space,
you know,
of real estate on the sand.
You know how much fun you're going to have when you take your little twins on the Himalaya ride?
What is the Himalaya?
It's just
a little kid's ride?
No, it's not a little kid's ride. You kind of need to be older. It's one of those coaster things that go in a circle and it just goes up and down and it would pretend like you're skiing in the Himalayas.
You guys have a ring toss up there?
Of course we got a ring toss.
I love the ring toss. They're throwing them over some old Coke bottles or something.
Yes. You like Joe Dirt and spray paint on it. You know what my favorite carnival game is?
What's the shrimp place that
BJ's on the water?
No, it's trashy. It's like
not pot bellies. Belly busters.
Belly busters. Yeah,
Belly busters has the greatest shrimp salad sandwich in the Ocean City.
Yeah, yeah. I want some jumbo fried shrimp. That's what I want. Some French fries.
You want the fried shrimp platter?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I can tell you four spots that have $1 oysters.
I don't know if I want a $1 oyster. I don't know if I want any oysters. I'm not a big oyster guy. But I do. Everybody has.
I know everything about Ocean City.
I know. I know you do.
I'm just putting that out there.
You are the world's well, I don't know. You got stiff competition, but you are an expert. You're a one percenter of Ocean City.
That's true. Hey, my favorite carnival game besides mashing the with the hammer, all right, to show off how strong I am.
Is there like a year round carnival? I don't know. Or all summer, there's like a section. Is there a section of the boardwalk that's a carnival?
Yes. Yes. All like the games. It has everything.
Mm-hmm.
Ski ball. You name it. I'm an expert at ski ball too. I will smoke anyone at ski ball. I challenge you to a ski ball contest. But my favorite carnival game is the one where you have like the wicker basket, not wicker, but the wooden basket you'll get crabs in, like the bushel basket.
Yeah.
And you got to throw the softball in and have it stay in the basket. It's my favorite game.
Is it hard?
Definitely hard, but you got to like spin the ball when you throw it so that it goes in a circle instead of going in and falling right out.
What about Fisher's popcorn?
It's great.
Is that a top five must have?
Top five must. Yes. You got to. And you know what
What's the ice cream place?
Dumpsters?
Yeah.
But the one on the boardwalk, I think it's called Coors Brothers. But that's like the soft serve on the cone.
No.
You want Dumpsters.
I've heard of Dumpsters. I've heard of Thrashers. I've heard of Fisher's Popcorn.
So any outstanding Ocean City goer, all right, gets Fisher's Popcorn for all their friends.
Well, what, the bucket to take home?
Yeah, the bucket to take home.
Now, is it just as good in the bucket as it is
just
on
as good.
All right.
Do you want me to bring you some? I'll get you a little thing of Fisher's.
No, I've had Fisher's. I've had the caramel corn Fisher's popcorn. Do you guys have an Old Bay one too?
They have Old Bay popcorn.
Yeah.
we have Old Bay everything.
I know. I also like chicken tenders. I'm a big chicken tender guy. I just envisioning in my mind, 80 degrees out, cool wind, on the boardwalk walking, eating chicken tenders. Seems like the perfect day to me.
It is.
And playing some carnival games.
Mm-hmm. All right. And having a seagull take a dump on you.
Next summer. isn't there the OAR concert coming
up? Yes. The one in September.
Yeah.
The endless summer thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I got a chance to go back up there.
Definitely do.
All right. Probably not, though. I just want to.
You want a vacation.
I want a vacation. Yeah. I need a vacation. I want a vacation so bad I'm willing to go to Ocean City.
<I know. laughs>
All right.
You'd do anything to get out of town.
All right, guys.
Yeah, but we got to wrap up.
Have a great week or weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on tomorrow on the Junkies. Probably a lot of Commanders pregame.
Yeah, a lot of talk. Pregame talk.
So
this will be your therapy.
This is your fill.
Bits.
This is your fill of bits.
Yes.
All right, guys.
And if you're interested in Bit Season, we're gonna post them on the Bit Season Instagram, so you can take a look.
All right, go to cameo.com, or, yeah, search Cameo. Junkies Producers.
Yeah, do that.
All right, it's guys. Imperative. Talk to you later. Bye.
See ya.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.